Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Monday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A deadly holiday weekend on Minnesota's waterways. Hospice nurses are staging a one-day strike over stalled contract talks with Allina Health, and a win tonight for Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve could set a new record. But first, we're hoping to learn more about a shooting that left a 16-year-old dead in Brooklyn Park.
Police in Brooklyn Park looking for suspects after a 16-year-old was shot and killed in a park. They say it happened last night about 11 o'clock at Hartkopf Park, which is located near Park Center High School. Police arrived to find the teenager shot. Now, they tried to save him there at the park, but he did die. Investigators are trying to figure out what led up to the shooting. They are getting some help from Hennepin County deputies in the investigation. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis police are investigating a number of separate shootings this past weekend. One person was killed and four others injured. Police say the shootings took place between Saturday night and Sunday morning, all of them in the northern part of the city. Two of the shootings happened among large crowds. One of them was on the 300 block of Wilson Street. Emergency crews at the scene could not save the life of a man who was shot there. Police would not say if the crowd had any connection to the shooting. All of the other shooting victims, including a 17-year-old boy, are expected to recover. A deadly holiday weekend on Minnesota's waterways. Three people drowned. DNR water safety specialist Elisa Dugan says statistics show that men make up the vast majority of water fatalities, often due to the lack of a use of a life jacket.
When we look at drowning incidents and boating fatalities, men are in that statistic more often than women and not wearing life jackets. So many times we hear somebody, you know, jumped off the boat to retrieve a hat that fell off or whatever the reason might be that, you know, they jump into the water and just don't resurface.
DNR officials are slated to conduct increased safety and sobriety patrols on waterways all summer long. Hospice nurses are staging a one-day strike over stalled contract talks with Allina Health.
Many of the 60 union members walked the picket line in front of Abbott Northwestern Hospital. Negotiations have been going on for more than a year, and the union's Sam Lerick believes Alina needs a little bit of a push.
Well, we have a couple sticking points right now. We do have a mediator that's been helping us for the last two sessions, though.
At issue are wages and working conditions. Alina administrators say they are disappointed the hospice nurses chose to strike instead of continuing meaningful negotiations. In South Minneapolis, Al Schock, Newstalk A3O, WCCO.
10 years ago today, Philando Castile was shot and killed by a police officer in Falcon Heights. The shooting live-streamed on social media, sparking violent protests in the Twin Cities. There was more outrage from Castile's mother when the officer who shot her son was acquitted by a Ramsey County jury.
My son loved this city, and this city killed my son, and the murderer gets away. Are you kidding me right now? We're not evolving as a civilization. We're devolving.
Geronimo Yanez was dismissed from his job with the city of St. Anthony. A woman and child were in the car when Yanez opened fire. The site of the shooting is now the Philando Castile Peace Garden. A candlelight vigil takes place there tonight. Two bipartisan bills in Minnesota protecting individuals from the harms of social media have passed, but have yet to go into effect.
The first bill passed last year will provide warning labels on all platforms. It was supposed to go into effect July 1st, but has hit a snag. Representative Andy Smith.
Now, there is a legal case currently that is pending, so it won't necessarily be able to be enforced until that legal case is finished.
Another bill expected to be implemented next July is specifically aimed at protecting kids.
Getting rid of addictive features, things like infinite scroll and autoplay and targeted ads are things that I think we absolutely need to get out of the social media profile of kids. Absolutely.
He says he's not trying to get rid of social media, but that it has a healthy place in our lives. Ari Bergeron, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Former U.S. national soccer team member Tony Sanna of St. Paul says the World Cup is getting more complicated after FIFA lifted a mandatory one-match ban on an American player. Sanna told WCCO's Vanita Sakar on the morning news that the U.S. team did not appeal the suspension of Fallar and Balogun.
I think what people are worried about now is within the political climate, FIFA is supposed to be one of those things where there's no politics. And it seems like, or the rumor is that Donald Trump had a lot to do with it, which would then be a real problem.
FIFA officials made their reversal after getting a phone call from President Trump. It's not unprecedented. Soccer's governing body has before lifted mandatory suspensions during the World Cup. FIFA says that Belgium must now contest the issue directly with the U.S. Soccer Federation. It was a good weekend for the Minnesota Twins as they took on three games against the New York Yankees, marking the team's first series win at Yankee Stadium in 12 years. The bad news, All-Star center fielder Byron Buxton left yesterday's 6-1 win following the first inning after aggravating a hip injury. During these hot summer days, people are being advised to try to conserve energy and save money. Xcel Energy's John Marshall offers some tips.
You should have a programmable thermostat. If you don't, I would definitely encourage customers to get one. It'll help cool that house up earlier in the day before the peak temps.
Other suggestions, keep blinds and curtains closed and avoid using heat-producing appliances like ovens, washers, and dryers during the day. He also says using ceiling or portable fans can help create a wind chill effect, but turn them off when you leave the room as they cool people, not the air. Finally, a win tonight for Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve would give her the most WNBA career wins. Reeve is tied with Mike Tebow at 379 regular season victories. The Lynx, who are coming off Friday's 99-86 loss to New York, face the Connecticut Sun tonight at 7 inside Target Center. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not magic.